I am joined today with my friends Rico and Michael.
Hello.
And also, sorry guys for not being able to upload as much. We've been so busy with work, school, social life, whatever we have going on.
Oh yes, very, very busy. I feel like it's so much different now since we were in high school. I mean, definitely feel like we're not hanging out as much.
Yeah, that's true.
Back in high school, if we were busy, it's because we were busy going out.
Yeah. In high school, we weren't busy with any schoolwork. We were just busy with each other.
Exactly.
But now, it's opposite.
Mm-hmm. And that's definitely something I feel like I'm jealous of from the past, because, I don't know, definitely having a lot of free time, and also just being able to want to go out and have energy. I feel like nowadays, it's so drained. But one thing I will say I'm proud of from my old self is that, yes, he did take advantage of that free time. He could have been doing something productive. But if I'm glad that I did have that little bit of a break, because now I don't have a break.
Now you don't have a break. So now pretty much all the free time that you had, you took advantage of it, because now you have zero free time. And all the free time that you do have, you got to like divide it into your own self or to you hanging out with your friends or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I guess on that topic, like, what would be something that you would change since you got in high school?
I think something that I would change would be like actually taking school seriously. But at the same time, like, take it seriously, but goof off or have fun when it was appropriate, but take schoolwork and homework and all that stuff seriously. I think that's the only thing I would change from high school.
I feel like that's the headset that we all went into it, but yeah, we fucked up.
Well, it's because I had such a good time in high school.
Didn't we all? I feel like we were definitely on the blessed side. I mean, there's drama everywhere, but it could have definitely been worse at our school.
But drama is what made it cool.
Could have been shot up.
But we did have three, only three hats. Also, this is giving me some anxiety. Here you go.
Oh, in case you guys didn't know, my AirPod was being squished by my laptop case.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It magnetically connecting, but I also slammed the laptop
case. Everything's gonna work anymore.
It was being squished.
And how about you, Michael? What's something that you wish you could change?
Honestly, like, one thing I wish I could really change all throughout high school, probably for me, was like, actually not giving up on getting my license in high school. Because, like, a few months after I turned 18, I was like, you know, I want to get my license. I'm in college. And then I'm actually glad I did that after high school that I got my license. But also, too, I wish I got it in high school so I can, like, mooch off and, like, actually fix my car when I actually had it.
So, pretty much, you wish you would have driven in high school.
I was driving in high school without anything, but I mean, like,
at least legally, it's like,
whatever.
Anyway,
yeah. One advice for our viewers: I know this is the In My 20s podcast, but please do not get your license in your 20s. Do us that favor.
Or 40s.
That sounds like you're trying to throw some shade at some people. Because don't we know some people that didn't get their license until 20 years old?
We know a good handful of people, and I know the people that are listening are probably some of those people.
Got him.
No shade out there. If you are a king or queen that got their license after high school, awesome. At least you got your license. But you know what? Like how Michael said, getting your license in high school is just so much better on so many levels. Not only do you get to drive around and have that sense of freedom, but the adults in your life definitely start to sense a different type of maturity in you. And not only does that make you feel more motivated, but it just makes you feel like a boss bitch. And who doesn't want to feel like a boss bitch as a teenager? Sometimes you just need that energy as a teenager. Tell me about this. I feel like I've had most of my days I've been depressed were in high school.
Yeah. No, I feel like a lot of people get so depressed in high school.
And it's not because I had a shitty high school experience. That's just how it is being a teenager.
Yeah.
It's just you go through so many hormonal changes and everything makes you insecure.
And like,
but here's the thing. I feel like you can be as insecure as much as you can be, like, you can put yourself as high as much as you can bring yourself as low.
Oh, yeah, 100%. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I'm not saying that as right, but you know what I mean? I feel like you can be as insecure as much as you can bring yourself that. You can bring yourself as low as you can bring yourself up high.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's why I feel like I can have a bad experience but also have a really good experience.
And I feel like there's so much pressure on, like, a teenager. Like, doing good in school, knowing what they're gonna do for the rest of their life when they're older. Like, there's so much pressure. Like, you don't have time to make mistakes, or you don't have time to be human.
Exactly. And there's so many people whispering in your ear telling you what to do.
And they're like, you're just a kid. You don't know how the real life is. Like, oh, mental health doesn't even, like, it shouldn't bother you. But, like, there's some people that get depressed and they just don't have a good time in high school.
The other day I was at Modern Day, right?
Yeah.
And honestly, like, I had to bite my tongue. There was this teacher that came in and she was like, oh yeah, I have a whole bunch of these students who say that they have senioritis. Like, what are you stressed about? You're only kids. I'm like, girl, that's why they're stressed, because they're only kids. They haven't had years of like having to deal with hard work. And I'm sorry, like, you might not think like high school is hard work comparable to what you have, but obviously, like, that's their kids. You're an adult woman who's has had a life, and like, you just need to give them a break. Sometimes, like, they're kids and they have that against you. They're young, and sometimes, like, when you're young, there's only so many things you can do when you become an adult. You do get some privileges, but you also can't do certain shit.
Yeah, because you get so much responsibility.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like,
you get so much because not like time. you don't have an excuse.
Yeah.
Like, exactly.
And also too, it's like teachers may think, oh, like, when I was in high school, this and that, we didn't worry about this, but it's like, well, you're like, what, 30, 40 years out of high school, and it's like, this is like a completely new generation.
Exactly.
And so it's like, well, I mean, like, in high school, we were all ruthless as hell. But then, that's like, true. Yeah, we really were ruthless as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And then back when, like when our parents were in high school, it was like, oh, like, they didn't really do all that. Or, like, if they did, they didn't really get in as much trouble.
No, I feel like they were the same as us, but now we're more aware because of social media.
Yeah.
That's it.
Like, oh, our
yeah.
Parents,
yeah,
our
that's
the thing.
That. That's the only difference.
That's literally Big Brother. Big Brother is us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are Big Brother, if you think about it. We're always keeping each other on check. But we're all. But if you think about it, like, I'm going to be honest with you, like, the same people that be calling people out are the people who are projecting.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's just
bro.
What it is.
I hate
that's
it.
Just all it is. People are...
But talking about that time gap and time change or whatever, what would you guys say will be the best year as a teenager? Like, from personal experience, you know, like, what's the best year as a teenager? Or what's something that you can tell them, like, oh, as soon as you turn this age, you're going to be better than how
I
you
believe
are now.
15 or 16, right?
Well, yeah.
I feel like that was probably my best year.
15, 16, yeah, I feel like being 15 and, like, 16, those are the best years as a high schooler.
Like, your body's still prime.
I mean, even now, we're in our 20s and it's still prime.
Yeah, for most of us,
might
yeah.
Might as well be used to
that. Dude, I feel like my body's at a better point. Like, peak-wise or prime, it's way better now than
I mean,
it was
I feel like
then.
I was just, you know, like, you know, it's like a baby's bottom, you know?
Yeah.
I just feel like I had a baby's bottom everywhere. And now I have, like, blemishes and scars and, like, discoloration in certain parts.
Jeez.
Cellulite.
Uh-huh.
Ingrown hairs. You know, my skin isn't the best, but it isn't the worst.
Right.
But it was in prime time when I was 15 and 16.
You were 15,
not
15,
saying that's
16.
The best. That's the only reason why I left 15 and 16. But it does definitely add a cherry on top of the ice cream.
No, yeah. I think those were definitely my best years in high school. You know, like, I really enjoyed being 15 and 16. Like, I wish I'd go back to that and sometimes experience it
There's
again.
Just certain things you can wear when you're a teenager. I feel like even if you're hot when you're 27... It's still, like, you just can't wear certain things
no,
that are just childish.
No, it's
just
not the same.
No tequila, you know?
It's not the same.
Exactly. So, I think it's just for me. It's just a fashion sense. I love, like, teenager fashion because it's,
yeah.
Like, you can get away with being cute and slutty at the same time.
And then
time.
Also, like, you were saying, like, when you get too old and you wear something that a kid wears, like, bro, you're 27, almost 30, like, grow up.
It's
you can't stay
like,
in the young face forever.
A teenager can wear a hooker's outfit and come off as cute. A 25-year-old will wear a hooker's outfit and come off as a hooker.
Right.
Pretty much.
You know what I mean?
Or even if, like, even if a kid or, like, a 15-year-old, 15, 16-year-old wears adult things or, like, adult clothes, like, they can still pull it off.
Oh, exactly. That's why I feel like it's very versatile.
Yeah.
Like, you can either be, you can go for the young look, the sexy look, or the mature look. And you can...
Okay. I have a question to ask you guys. Would you say being in your 20s... is as what you thought it would be when you were a teenager? Or is it like did it meet the expectations? Or is it like, wow, this is not how I expected my 20s to be?
Well,
I know we've only been 20 for like a couple of months, not even a year yet, but like...
Well, I mean, like I turned 20... No, yeah, I turned 20 like after like the very first year of the pandemic. And so it's like, that kind of all just like blew out of my head. Because like in high school, I always thought like, man, I'm going to be in my 20s, like, I'm going to have, like, a good job, I'm going to be going out with all my friends and everything like that, and having money and being in school still,
mm-hmm.
But when the pandemic hit, that all that just flew out of my head. I'm like, damn, no, I have to go get a job and just, like, continue to, like, be safe, this and that, so it's like,
oh, okay.
That, I didn't expect that to happen.
Right.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
Eureka?
Most definitely. I mean, I completely agree. I think the pandemic definitely changed a lot of people's plans, either socially, financially, or...
Yeah.
Mentally.
And mentally, exactly.
No, they just changed everything.
I mean, there's a period where I didn't see you guys for, like, the longest time, for, like, a couple months.
I mean, no, that was everybody. Like, everybody didn't see each other for a long time.
I mean, we still saw each other either way. And, like, heard from each other.
but it wasn't the same.
We have the mic. I mean, we're never really disconnected from each other.
Dude, even we haven't gotten on the PlayStation in a long time.
I know.
Yeah.
When was the last time we all said, hey, get on this play, bro?
It's funny that you say that. I'm actually going to get on tonight with one of my coworkers.
Dude,
I'll get on tonight.
I haven't gotten on in years.
I'm going to download...
Fortnite?
I already have Fortnite. I was going to download, I think it's Cold War?
No, Warzone?
Warzone, that's the name of it.
Yeah.
Cold War.
No, dude, Warzone's not new.
Warzone's free, whatever. Isn't it?
Yeah, Warzone's
free. Yeah, it's Warzone. Yeah,
but,
Is that also Battle Royale?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's the same things like where you, dude, battle your route with them. Yeah.
they added that new map. I want to get that map. It's kind of good stuff.
But yeah, so like, that's the thing. Like, I haven't gotten on. Like, even now, when I get on, like, I just got to play Lego Star Wars, and that's it.
That's disgusting.
I have Lego Star Wars.
That's a crime.
Nah, well, I mean, like...
You don't like Lego Star Wars?
I mean, I love Lego Star Wars, but, like, what is this? Fucking 2006?
Hell yeah, it is.
Yeah, dude, come on. Okay. Okay, like, in our topic from, like, being our 20
There's
minutes
so many
like
beautiful
that, but, like,
games
is...
out there with amazing graphics.
Like what, brother? Like what? Name me one game right now that you can play that's beautiful graphics, that's amazing. If you can't name it, then shh.
Minecraft.
Bro, Minecraft is lit. Minecraft will never, like, be beaten.
No.
No, but there's a lot of good games out there.
Bro, don't even Google it right now. I thought
you had. Don't. BO3? BO2?
Dude, those games are classics. You can't even compare those games.
I found a website where I'm going to get BO2 for the my PlayStation 3 again. Because I have all the maps and everything like that.
Right.
And so it's like... I want to play all those games.
Well, again. I mean, like, right now, like, I still have my Xbox. Like, I can just hop on BO2, BO1, and play, like, all the zombies maps that I used to have.
Do you have it digitally?
Yeah. No, just BO1. BO2, I have to buy the disc. No, but I have BO2. I just gotta find it.
No, well, if you can't find BO2, you can get it for, like, $10 on that website. Or something.
Whatever. I'll just buy digitally. That's still a thing on the Xbox.
Yeah. Splatoon is a very satisfying
game. Bro, don't even say
it. Don't even. No.
Splatoon is a very satisfying game to look at.
Okay. So, back to what I asked. I don't think being in my 20s now is how I thought it would be when I was, a teenager. But I would say that I am very content and happy with how my life is right now in my 20s.
Most definitely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, even though it's not what I expected it to be, I'm very happy where I'm at right now.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like even if we did have this type of...
expectation?
Or not expectation, but a way we kind of presented ourselves.
Okay, yeah.
Of how we wanted to go into our 20s.
Right.
You know, at the end of the day, when we came up with that, you know, perception of our future, we were still kids.
Yeah.
And I feel like nowadays, becoming adults, all that I feel like it has done for all of us, becoming 20, it's just helped us realize that a lot of things take some time. Especially when you're passionate about it. Things cannot be rushed. They have to be...
Yeah.
Definitely take your own time. And with that comes contentness.
Yeah.
Drive.
That's true.
And I feel like 100%. Definitely... Even though, like you said, it isn't always going to go as planned. But as long as you have the plan.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
I was going to ask. I completely forgot. I lost my train of thought right now. Oh no. We're gonna take a short little break. Come back to me after. I forgot what I was gonna ask. No, I forgot. I was saying right now, like, even though you have a plan and things take time, it was gonna be among those lines. And I completely forgot it.
What is your plan?
I lost mine.
What was your plan in high school?
Okay, there we go. No, not planning in high school. I'm gonna be like, currently, what you're doing right now, was that what you expected to be doing when you were in high school versus now? You feel me?
You can go first, Michael.
I mean, for me, like, right now, like, I didn't expect to be wanting to go to school full-time because previously I was working at a mine work and everything like that, and I left because it was interfering with, like, my school and everything like that, and I was kind of sick and tired of the hours because I'd have to stay till, like...
You know who you are.
They all know what I'm talking about. I'd have to stay till, like, the next night, or basically the next morning, but not, like, sunrise, but basically still at night. But, like... I'm going to go to school, like, full-time in the fall, and so get my major over with. So, kind of, like, I expected to be going to school, like, still in my 20s.
Right.
To, like, get my major out of the way, because, you know, like, when the pandemic hit, like, it really messed me up to, like, where I really couldn't, like, do a whole bunch of classes online because I couldn't really focus on it at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, I kind of still expected to be going to school in my 20s to, like, pursue my my passion in
very easy to forget about school when it's online.
Yeah.
100%.
Very easy to forget
about. Very easy to, like, not even do it.
Except for math.
To procrastinate, to yeah. back your mind, to want to forget
about it. Dude, online school sucks.
Yeah. It does. Like, I barely...
It sucks. It isn't... It isn't that bad. It's just definitely is more, like... It's independent
learning. It just depends on your schedule. Like, if you have a schedule that you need online schooling, perfect. But, like, if you're doing online schooling because you have to do online schooling, like, no, it sucks. Trust me.
Yeah. And, like, there's some classes that are, like, online because nobody wants to go in person and teach it.
I know.
That's why, like, I dropped a few of my classes because they were, like, online. They weren't really teaching me anything.
I mean, even now, like, even if you were still going to school, are you even learning? Are you paying attention in the classes?
Yeah, I'm paying attention in classes.
Yeah, right.
I think he's learning some stuff. He's definitely...
Yeah, 100%, Michael. I'm just teasing you.
Yeah,
I'm giving you a hard time.
I know you're teasing. I know you're giving me a hard time or anything like that. You all see my work and everything like that through school.
Yeah.
You're in my work, actually.
Pretty mid, actually.
Got him. Except for
your... It's pretty mid, bro. It's like multiverse of midness.
That's a good one.
Your acting was...
I'm gonna use that at work tomorrow.
Hell yeah, got him.
Your acting was horrible, but I mean, like, the storyline that I would create is, like...
Dude, my acting was way better than yours.
No, it was not.
Exactly, got him. Anyway, Eureka, would you say that what you're doing right now is what you thought you would
do? Definitely not. I feel like the pandemic and my car accidents definitely have held me back on certain things I want to do and definitely have put me in a lot of mental and creative blocks. However, I feel like... reaching into my first year of being in my 20s, I definitely feel a lot of hope, a lot of light at the end of the future, at the end of my tunnel.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like what I'm doing right now, well, right now I feel like I'm leaning more towards going into the medical field.
Okay.
And I'm getting my certifications pretty soon. I'm actually a head cashier at Home Depot as well on the side.
Hey, you got him. Shout out Home Depot.
I guess you can say, you know, just for to generalize my other profession, I am like a traveling medical assistant.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to go into the EMT program and also try to become an LVL, which is kind of like a primary care health physician or mm-hmm. or someone who's like helps with like in a hospice, I guess you could say. And I don't know, I genuinely, like, when I was in high school and even when I was a kid, like, I already knew, like, my parents and I feel like everyone tried putting that thing in my head, and I've always been hard-headed as a kid. Like, I'm not mm-hmm. gonna let people tell me what to do,
right,
or have other people's expectations like come at me. And people were like, oh, you should be a doctor. Uh-huh. And I knew that becoming a doctor or being anything involved with medical field is going to take a lot of work.
Dude, if you walk into my room and I saw you as my doctor, I'd rather just kick the bucket right there and be like, nah, I'm good.
I would have jumped out the damn window if you're my doctor.
I see you walk in, I'm like, nah.
And then there's that.
Give me someone else. Give me Johnny Sins instead.
Dude, I'll take Johnny Sins.
I'd rather have him than you.
No, let me tell you this. Being a doctor as well, it takes a lot out of you, because not only are you dealing with patients, you're dealing with your colleagues. And it's not like you have a coworker at Bolero or at Home Depot. You have a colleague who's competing with you for patients, with pay, with getting residency, and mm-hmm. becoming an attending. All of that, and you also have to draw a line from friendships and medicine. It becomes a moral of, like, you and your license.
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely... I mean, I feel like I'm a person who isn't as cold-blooded like that yet.
Yeah.
But that's why I want to join the EMT program, because the EMT program, they see a lot of heavy shit.
Yeah.
And I really, really want to just, like,
kind of
go home and cry.
You kind of want to desensitize
every night
yourself?
Oh, yes. I want to be almost sociopathic, but in the right way.
But, like, in a good way. So, like, if you see something like, oh, my God, like, I'm going to rush into this house and their arm's cut off. Like, I've seen that before.
It's
Let's do what I got to do.
Of helping people. I'm a philanthropist.
Okay. Yeah, okay, sure.
I think the many times of you watching Sausage Party where they all fall off the cart and, like, it looks like...
But that's nothing. That's a cartoon.
Like, yeah, it's a cartoon, but, like, in high school, like, we would always think, like, about, like, oh, damn, like, all of that right there. Like, fall off the cart, like, looking at people, like, getting, like... this,
sorry,
like,
Everett's
like,
face that he's giving to Michael right now.
I know, but like all of
like,
the,
you know, I already know Everett's face. Michael, just give up. Whatever you're saying.
Michael, just
fine.
I
fucking give up.
No, the audience is curious. What were you gonna say?
Yeah.
Okay. No, just like when like you see all the food like dismembered or like crushed and everything like that, like peanut butter, like holding jelly and stuff like
that. What about it, Michael?
Okay, it's like you like you like okay, like you want Michael is our Michael
is our on the podcast. I like it.
Like you okay, so like you wanna go to the EMT, you're like I've seen all this stuff like all the medical stuff and everything.
You have any experience? Yeah, I watched all
this. Yeah, I saw peanut butter hit the floor, whatever.
I can fix this. Okay, what were you saying, Michael?
No, it's like through high school, like, oh, like, you say, like, oh, I play video games, like, I see people, like, get their arms blown off, or, like, I seen a movie where, like, people, like everything gets blown off or whatever like that, and it's like you see in real life and you're like, this is like nothing like what have I like expected to see, like this is like you're seeing it for real, like if,
oh I know his point. I mean? His point's like, yeah, like okay, his point's like we've seen movies and video games that are gruesome, but sure. When you see that in real life, you get in shock because it's nothing like how you think you've seen.
Most definitely.
Yeah. That's what his point that he was trying to get, like we've seen this stuff and like, oh yeah, we got it, we're right. Desensitized, but
okay.
That's it. That was his point.
That's the idea. But what's the point of that idea? Because isn't that idea like common sense? Like, yes, seeing someone shot in a cartoon is obviously not the same thing as seeing someone shot
in real life. I know, but Hugh just wanted to get his point across. That's it. Well,
yeah.
Anyway.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate your yes. sense.
Thank you.
Alan brought a sauce.
Why do we need gravity? You know what if it was never invented? Anyway, I think just real quick. I'm very happy with where I'm at right now. And I wasn't... Obviously, this is not where I wanted to be when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. But where I'm at right now, and knowing what's to come, I'm so excited. Because let me tell you, you heard it here first. We have a really cool project surprise that we're working on. And it's going to shock all of you guys. I'm going to just leave it as like that. No further details. It was just saying... keep following us and keep up to date.
And just for precaution, to avoid any overhype, we're not going to tell you at all because we have a lot of things coming up,
mm-hmm.
and we're not going to tell you specifically what we're talking about exactly. to avoid overhype. So you just have to stay tuned and listen. And if you like, then if you like, then it was probably it. And if you don't like,
then that was not it because we still got more things coming out.
We're just going to keep tuning in, you know.
But yeah, so I'm very happy with where I'm at right now, you know? But, like, excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm a little bit sick. I got COVID and Omicron and all those diseases. I'm just kidding. I don't. But being in my 20s, what does that mean to you? Just so we can, like, close up. And, like, what does being in my 20s mean to you guys?
I think being in your 20s is a really awesome age because... this is where you really do start experiencing stuff. I feel like...
Yeah.
I don't think it has hit me yet. But I think most recently, like, I feel like I just went through... I feel like I just lived, like, 5 lives in the past 2 years, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like I've been through The Notebook, through a rom-com, and through an action movie, you know?
Yeah.
But it's only been a year. Imagine. And the only reason why I feel like that's because so much has happened in a year compared to when I was in high school.
Yeah.
And that's just because I'm in the real world now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot of hope here. And even though if you're 20 right now and you have no idea what you want to do and you have like no guarantee of like tomorrow. Oh, wait. That's not what I want to say. Yeah, pretty much. If you have no clue of how you want to take your first step, just understand that too. There is always another tomorrow. You have guaranteed it tomorrow, and with that, you can always start something new the next day.
Mm-hmm.
You can always start fresh, and that's just the way you have to look at it. Because that is what your 20s is. It's an age where you just start your own personal growth, your financial, your studies, anything. It's a really good age to just even learn for. And all types of way of life.
Yeah. 100. You, Michael?
What do you call it? It's like being in my 20s, it's like this is like the, like your year, so like where you start to like figure out like, okay, I want to do, like from high school, like I want to do this, but then like later on when you're in your 20s, it's like you want to like figure out what you want to do something else. So it's like, I feel like being in your 20s, like more like trying to find yourself, like what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then like by the time you hit your 30s and so on, you're like kind of like set on it, and it's like it's too late to change or whatever. But I mean, like, you can still do whatever. But I mean, I feel like it's just really still trying to find yourself in your 20s, like find yourself in life, like what you want to like accomplish to yourself.
Okay,
most definitely.
And yeah, they get.
Also, I would recommend if you guys have your heart set on doing something,
do it.
Just start doing it. Even if it's drawing stick figures and you're trying to sell it for $500 a piece, do it,
dude. NFTs. Dude, that should be NFT.
Dude, that needs to be another podcast. I was having a fat conversation with my coworker today.
And spoiler alert.
I was literally just like, because I don't get them. Like,
you don't get NFTs?
No, what's the value in them? It's literally a picture that you can print. Like, if someone owned the most expensive NFT, I can literally screenshot it and pay a million people to literally cover the entire downtown with that picture, and it would have no value at all whatsoever. Everyone else would have that picture. The only value it would have for it is for you to use it on what, like, things that are copyrighted, like movies and music.
Yeah.
So it has no value. Music has value because it creates, it sets tone for
anything.
Movies. Anything. It tells a story. Yeah. What the fuck does a picture of a monkey that's in comic like animation gonna do for the world? That's so much so that it needs to be like $2 million. Kylie tried buying off of one and she was denied.
I'm telling you, these celebrities know what's going on, bro. Yeah, like, that's why they're like,
dude, no, all of that shit. You know why? Because it's money laundering. That's what it is.
Yeah, NFTs, it really is, bro.
The stock market, it's money laundering. There's literally people in LA who get paid $10,000 to name dogs. That's money laundering.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a real job.
And like, even to go off of Rico to like, just like go
okay,
out.
Okay, this is a different podcast.
Yeah,
no,
yeah. Anyway, don't spoiler alert, you know, in my 20s NFTs, maybe coming soon to it, the Walmart near you.
No.
Anyway.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not, because you don't know what the hell we're talking about.
I don't know. But like,
we're just a bunch of 20-year-olds that are uneducated when it comes to NFTs. Yeah. Yeah, of course, everything will be free.
Unless they're like stickers, then we'll sell stickers.
For like $2. It's not like that's too expensive. Anyway, the point is, or what I was going to say is, I'm going to play devil's advocate, and I'm going to kind of argue with you guys.
Sure.
Be like, your 20s, in my opinion, or from what I've heard as well, yes, it is for you to find yourself and for you to know what you're going to do. But your 20s, 100%, is for you to make mistakes and not even have it to figure it out. And, like, I know I'm sounding like a hypocrite because I think I have it figured out, but I really don't. Because I don't want to be the guy that gets too deep, but I'm definitely going to be the guy that gets too deep. And I'm going to bring the Bible into this. If you read stories in the Bible, all the greats that accomplished something were never in their 20s. Nobody. They can fact check me right now. No one in their 20s accomplished great things. You know what I mean? So I think your 20s is not for you to accomplish or pretty much be on top of the world and have everything figured out. But what I do want to say is that us three in this room, we're going to be that breaks that generational curse. And we're going to be those 20-year-olds
sure.
that have it figured out.
Well, let me tell you, buddy. There are people out there who have achieved generations of success at 15 years old.
Well, yeah.
There's people who have beat us already.
But like, those are like... We have the same opportunity.
But in my opinion, I don't consider that infamous or a legacy, because getting famous for doing a TikTok dance is not necessarily something you should be remembered for.
Yeah, I know.
You should be remembered
for something else, of course.
Carrying a disease, creating the first electric car, you know, or
like Elon Musk.
Exactly.
I mean, he was the first one, but he was the first one to like
to really.
Point is,
I was going to say this. I don't think what you're saying is. Devil's advocate. I think it actually coincides with what we're trying to say.
Well, yeah.
Because I think what I was trying to say is like, just try. If you want to do something, that's what your 20s is for. It's to just do something and to figure yourself out. And I think you can, and you're right, you have to fail, but you can only fail if you try.
Yeah, but I'm going to kind of reword what you said and make mistakes that you can afford. Don't make mistakes that you cannot afford.
I love that.
Because for example, like, you spend, I don't know, $500 and trying to do something. Yeah, maybe it's a little bit expensive, but you can afford it. Versus like, you're driving home drunk and you get into a car accident. You can't afford that mistake.
No.
Feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And like, yeah, I'm like, go have fun, do your thing, but be safe. Mm-hmm. Do mistakes that you can afford. Like, you can afford it. Like, if you get drunk and you like drunk text three girls or three guys or whatever, like, you can afford that. Feel me? But don't make a mistake that you can't afford.
I don't know if you can. I don't know if anyone can afford that one, actually.
But, like, what do they have to do? Just embarrassment? Oh, shoot, I texted you when I was drunk. I'm
sorry. They married and have kids.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Don't make a mistake that you cannot afford. But, I mean, we're all going to make mistakes and we're going to learn. But just make mistakes that you
can't afford. I would say a mistake that everyone can afford is, like, let's say you didn't finish half of your water bottle. You need to throw it away. I think you can. That's a mistake.
Yeah. I get your analogy.
Because the kissing part, that one might be a little iffy. That might be a little bit.
But I think we're going to wrap it there. You guys want to plug anything before we say goodbye?
You guys can follow me at AndresSeca123 on, or you can add me on Snapchat on that user. Rico Lico Chico is my TikTok. Rico Seja is my YouTube and my Instagram. And you guys can text me at, just kidding, Michael.
At some point, we'll get together, make a Instagram and a Snapchat where you guys can subscribe and see, to, like, what's going on, like, with our podcast.
Definitely. Like, we'll have an In My 20s Snapchat, like, YouTube channel, and Instagram coming up.
Or if we pop up anywhere and, like, we're trying to, like, do, like, something on it, like, mm-hmm. while we're, like, in our 20s, like, still, like, trying to do it, then, like, we'll shout out where we're going to be at and you can probably meet us.
Yes, most definitely. We'll probably have some type of page set up by the time this video uploads, so feel free to check any links associated to this podcast. Exactly. And hopefully you guys can find us there, keep us updated, hopefully turn on those notifications if you guys want to keep listening. I know we don't got a lot of viewers right now, but hey, we got quality content coming up soon, and we can be your best hidden secret.
Plus, summer
is the only thing I'm going to plug at the end of this podcast right now. It's just the people listening to this. Shout out to you guys. You guys are amazing for making this
country. I don't know who's listening. I don't know who you fucking weirdos are.
Exactly.
But I fucking love you, dude. You know how much money we've earned so far because of you? Honestly, we shouldn't even say $4. But because of you, 2 cents. But because of you guys, you know, you keep us going. You wake us up at night. I mean,
you wake us up in the morning. But yeah, like, but honestly,
like, we get more ideas flowing through. It's like, what should we talk about? Yeah. Like, let us know in like comments or whatever like that what we should talk about. Like, while we're in our
talk. Shout out to you guys and some advice
and guidance though for those suggestions. We do want to try to coincide with our youth and what it's like to be in our 20s. If there's things that you're probably going through when you were a teenager that we in our 20s could give insight to, we can definitely help that as well.
Plus, summer is coming up, so we probably will be popping up in a lot of places around in our area to be promoting or, like, just going to go hang out or whatever. So if you want, you can go meet us or whatever, just...
We'll drop the address. We'll drop the addy to the stand-up where we're having.
We definitely have enough viewers to do meet and greets.
We do. Shout out to your fans. With that being said, MI20's out.
We're doing meet and greet at Peckle.